Well, the weather was nice last night. That means lots of high school activities around the area. We've got a whole bunch of high school track results from the local schools last night. AHSTW holding its co-ed meet last night. Let's check the girls' results first. Winners include Kendall Reed of Fremont Mills in the 100-meter dash. Hannah James of Underwood took the 200. Cecilia Myers of Underwood, the winner in the 400 meters. Lauren Brown of Underwood took the 800 meters. East Mills' Jeanette Schraft, a winner in the 1500. Carly Larson of Underwood wins the 3,000 meters. Also in the 100-meter hurdles, J.C. Schumann of AHSTW, the winner. Schumann also took the 400-hurdle title. In the relays, Underwood won the 4x1, the 4x2, the 4x4. Riverside took the 4x800-meter relay. East Mills, the sprint medley champion. The distance medley went to Riverside last night. Shuttle hurdle, Fremont Mills was the champion. In the field events, Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills won the high jump. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills, the long jump. Kendra Fichter of Fremont Mills took the shot put title, and Lauren Shapcott of Underwood the discus. On the boys' side, AHSTW meet last night. It was Gage Clay of AHSTW winning both the 100 and 200 meter events. Lucas Wilbur of Riverside, the 400 meter dash. Jack Mendlick of Denison wins the 800 meters. 1600 title goes to Dalton Fisher of AHSTW. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK wins the 3200. In the 110 hurdles, Nolan Smith of Audubon was the champ. Smith also took the 400-hurdle title. In the relays, AHSTW wins the 4x1 and the 4x2. Denison, the 4x4 and the 4x8. Sprint medley title to Fremont Mills. Audubon won the distance medley relay title. Denison took the shuttle hurdle relay championship. Also in the boys' field events, Mason Venata of Fremont Mills won the high jump. Jaden Langenfeld of Denison, the long jump. Matt Glockel of East Mills wins the shot put event, while Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills took the discus event last night. Also last night down in Red Oak, the Lady Tiger Relays, they had two divisions for their girls' Lady Tiger Relays in the Class A division. It was Griswold winning with 138 points. Sydney was second best with 124. Among the individual champions, Sharissa Mogler of Bedford took the 100-meter event. The 200 title, Maddie Duncan of Sydney. Bedford's Emma Lucas won the 400. Griswold's Joanna Topham took the 800-meter run. Sharissa Mogler of Bedford won the 100-meter hurdles. Joanna Topham of Griswold the 1,500 meters. 3,000-meter event went to Emma Lucas of Bedford. Also the 400-meter hurdles, Jocelyn Amos of Griswold was the champ. Maren Phillips of Sydney won the discus. Emily Welsh of Sydney the high jump. Jocelyn Amos of Griswold the long jump. Maren Phillips of Sydney took the shot put. In the relays, Stanton won the 4x100. Sydney took the 4x2, 4x4, and 4x800-meter relay titles. Stanton won the shuttle hurdle relay. Sprint medley title went to Essex, while Griswold took the distance medley relay title. In the girls' AA division at Red Oak last night, it was Glenwood winning the team title with 170 points, Creston with 148. The runner-up, Shenandoah, was third at 120 points. Among those champions last night, Devin Bomer of Glenwood took the 100-meter dash. Sadie Allgood of Glenwood took the 200 meters. Brielle Baker of Creston, the 400 and the 800-meter runs. Audrey Arnold of Glenwood took the 100-meter hurdles. Claire Campbell of Shenandoah, the 1,500-meter. Carly Manrose of Shenandoah took the 3,000. Adriana Holmes of Shen took the 400-meter hurdles. Hannah Hood of Creston won the discus event last night. While in the high jump, it was Shenandoah's Jessica Jackson and Brianna Wallace of Creston tying for the top spot. Cameron Pickens of Shenandoah won the long jump. Hannah Hood of Creston the shot put. In the relays, Glenwood took the 4x100. Creston won the 4x2, 4x4, and 4x8 relays. Glenwood won the shuttle hurdle relay event. Red Oak the sprint medley, and Shenandoah the distance medley event. Also at the Tom Tipton Invitational last night up at Coon Rapids Bayard High School, on the girls' side, it was ACGC winning the title with 170 points. Panorama 163, a close second last evening. Among the area champions, Savannah Fuller of ACGC wins the 100 meters and the 200 meters. She also took the 400-meter title. Kate Crawford of ACGC wins the 800 meters. Panorama's Morgan Jonk, the 100 hurdles. Kate Crawford of ACGC won the 1,500. Emma Swanson of ACGC, the 3,000 meters. Olivia Labs of ACGC took the 400 hurdles. Lydia Knapp of Panorama won the discus. Morgan Jonk of Panorama, the high jump. Megan Blomgren of Van Meter took the long jump title, while Madison McDermott of ACGC won the shot put. In the relays, Panorama won the 4x100, the 4x200, 4x400, and the 4x800-meter relays. They also took the shuttle hurdle title. Van Meter, the sprint medley. ACGC won the distance medley title. On the boys' side up at Coon Rapids last night, it was ACGC winning with 151 points. Van Meter, 129, the runner-up. Again, among those winners, Dylan Soper of ACGC won the 100 meters and the 200 meters. Logan Brinks of ACGC, the 400 meters. Thomas Hensley of CAM, the champ in the 800-meter run. Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard took the 110 hurdles. Landon Foster of ACGC, the 1600 title. Cale Billheimer of ACGC won the 3200. Luke South of Panorama, the 400 hurdles. Daniel Jensen of Panorama won the discus event. Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard took the high jump. Jacob Joliet of ACGC won the long jump. Mitchell Williamson of CAM took the shot put crown. Panorama's team took the 4x100, 4x200 meter relays. ACGC won the 4x4 and the 4x8. The shuttle hurdle relay title went to Van Meter. They also took the sprint medley title. Coon Rapids Bayard won the distance medley relay. Also at the Coos relays up in Harlan last night, in the final team standings last evening, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic winning with 148 points. Harlan with 123, the runner-up. Boone was third, Trainer fourth in that meet last night. Let's take a look at some of those local winners in those individual events from last night's race. As Grace Lee Castor of Harlan won the 3,000-meter event. Allison Bruck of Harlan took the 100-meter hurdles. Chloe Hansen of Harlan, the 400-meter hurdles. Trainer won the 4x100-meter relay. Harlan took the 4x200 title. Also in the relays last night, it was Dennison grabbing the sprint medley relay championship. And in the distance medley, Dennison won the title, 4x or the shuttle, the girls' high jump, rather. Lewis Central's Megan Whitty was the champion. Also in the shot put, it was Gillian Strait of Harlan taking the title in last night's events. Boyer Valley also holding a track meet last night, a girls' track meet. Logan Magnolia won the title with 181 points. Missouri Valley was the runner-up with 94 points in that meet last evening. And also at Missouri Valley last night, another event, the boys' relays saw Kemper Catholic win with 129, narrowly beating Missouri Valley with 124 for second place. Some high school track results last night. Also in high school sports last night, in boys' golf, it was Atlantic over Creston, 146 to 171. Ben Reno of Atlantic, the medalist, shooting a 33. Jake Olson, runner-up with a 36. Missouri Valley beat West Monona, 194 to 207. Southwest Iowa over Rockport, Missouri, 200 to 204. Clarinda outshot Lewis Central, 155 to 171. And it was Bedford beating Southwest Valley, 187 to 215. In girls golf, Clarinda over Lewis Central, 216 to 271. Harlan over Denison, 224 to 230. Kemper Catholic over Carroll, 173 to 179. West Monona beat Missouri Valley, 205 to 282. In high school tennis last night, in boys' action, it was Atlantic sweeping Creston 9-0. Shenandoah beat St. Albert 5-4. Clarinda over Lewis Central 6-3. Glenwood beat Southwest Valley 7-2. Denison over Harlan 7-2. Also last night in the girls' tennis, it was Creston topping Atlantic 8-1. Glenwood over Sioux City East 9-0. Glenwood also beat Sioux City West 9-0. And Denison a 9-0 win over Harlan. High school soccer last night in girls' action. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC beat Creston 3-1. St. Albert over Denison 7-1. Abe Lincoln beat Glenwood 5-0. Also in boys' soccer last night, it was Tri-Center in double overtime over Atlantic by a score of 3-2. Underwood beat Nottoway Valley 6-1. It was Thomas Jefferson over Glenwood 2-1. Lewis Central beat Abraham Lincoln 1-0. Denison over St. Albert 3-1. Creston beat West Central Valley 4-0. And Trainer over Conestoga by a 9-0 final last night. CAM girls basketball player Felicity Jackson announced Thursday that she'll continue her basketball career at Iowa Central Community College. A signing ceremony was held Thursday at the CAM High School. Jackson was a four-year starter for the Cougars and finished her career with 1,066 points. She was a leader in Class 1A this past season with 145 assists and was named a first-team All-District and first-team All-Conference performer as a senior. And in baseball yesterday, in a most sticky situation, Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina couldn't find a ball because it was stuck to his chest protector, and the Chicago Cubs turned that weird play into a late rally, beating St. Louis 6-4 yesterday. Other National League winners, Cincinnati, Colorado, the Dodgers, Miami, and the New York Mets, along with Arizona. In the AL, Jason Castro and Jorge Polanco hit consecutive RBI doubles in the seventh inning as the Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals by a 5-3 final. White Sox, Oakland, Toronto, and Seattle also picked up wins yesterday in American League play. And Charlie Hoffman, too hot to catch yesterday. Dustin Johnson, too sore to play. Hoffman has the first round lead at the Masters, taming Augusta National during an afternoon in which the top-ranked Johnson had to withdraw because of a back injury. Hoffman bogeyed two of his first five holes and then went crazy, carding seven birdies over the next 11 to take a commanding four-stroke lead over William McGirt. No other players broke 70 yesterday. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.